Hey, welcome back to the Table Talk Podcast Show. This is your girl, Shanti Helena. Now, I know you guys have not heard from me in almost 2 years, and I promise you, I have a very good excuse. So, some of my listeners follow me on Instagram, which is at shanti.helena. And I can honestly say a lot has transitioned and changed in my life for the last year and a half. 2 years, mostly in a bad way. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I like to keep my show real, authentic, even if I'm embarrassed, even if I'm ashamed, but life has been life and for me, guys. I know the last show that I had, I just had my baby trying to get back to me. I did not know that I was suffering from severe postpartum depression. And I just had a lot on my plate as a new mother. Like, as a new mother, you think you have it all planned out, right? That is a lie. And it's even much harder when you do not have that much of support around you directly to assist you with your new motherhood journey, okay? And I can honestly say, no throwing shade to anyone, I do not regret anything that I've been through for the last 2 years of my life. Honestly, I'm actually happy that I've been through a lot of stuff because it was a learning curve, and I like to look at negative situations just for the good and what I learned about it and how to not put myself back into that situation again, like ever again. But just as a new mother, I can honestly say it was a lot for me. I started to go back to work. I ended up switching over to working in the IT field. And that was stressful itself already because I do not have any experience in IT, right? But me being me, I know how to grasp on to different projects and just jump in there. And you know, like, working from home was like the new thing, right? During COVID, after COVID. So I was like, let me jump on this wave while I can, type of thing. So it was a lot for me, I can honestly say. And in case you guys do not know, as a refresher, my daughter was born exactly 3 months early. She was supposed to have been born May 26th, and she was born February 26th. And it was a very traumatic process that I went through. I was literally in the hospital all day long. Like, I never missed a day to see my daughter. It was to the point to where the doctors was like, Mom, you need to get a break. Please go on a vacation. Like, we have this. We have this all under control. And that was just like the mommy and me kicked in. I was like, no, this is my baby. But I did it. I took 2 days off, which was not a lot of time. My daughter was in a hospital for exactly 98 days, and I only missed 2 days intentionally. I did catch COVID. I want to say around May. The end of April, that last week of April, like the last 2 weeks of April or so, I did test positive for COVID. So I was forced to not able to see my daughter, but I was able to FaceTime her on video, still be part of her caretaking, healthcare take meetings in the morning to talk to her nurses and nurse practitioners and doctors and stuff. So, and I did this all by myself, if you catch my drift, if you can read it between the lines. But so that's what I was dealing with, right? Just trying to find myself. I can honestly say that within the last almost year, maybe a year, close to a year, my postpartum has been going away. I start feeling myself again. I start losing weight. My mental was in a much better place. So I look at it like this, right? I was able to tackle the whole new mom thing. I got this system in place. It's going good for me. And I created this system, right? So boom, that's one section of my life that I was able to get back on track. Now let's talk about relationship, okay? I don't care if he's listening or any of his friends. I am officially single. There you go. You have it. I am officially single. I was engaged to my child's father. How can I say this in a nice, cute, professional way? We just was not on the same page in a lot of areas. And I'm not trying to like down him, because I feel like we're going to be in each other's lives for the rest of our lives unless he just decides to sign his rights over as a father. But other than that, we just wasn't aligned to be. I have nothing but love for my child's father. I wish him the best in life, but this is just not where it's at. And I feel like where I'm pivoting and focusing my life and where my plan is trying, where I'm trying to go in life, it just wasn't aligned up with what I wanted. We had a lot of bad times, unfortunately. But you know, I'm a fighter. You know, I am a fighter. I am the type of person that I will give you chance after chance after chance. That was the old me. But the new me, 2024, I'm sorry, it's just like I need to stop trying to entertain potential to a certain degree. It's okay for someone to have potential, but you have to be working on something. Like, okay, you may say, oh, I have potential on buying 3 properties next year, right? And I'm gonna say, great, you're buying 3 properties next year. What are you doing in place right now to make that happen? And that was one of the things I can honestly say that lacked in my relationship, is that it was too much potential and there was no actions being taken. And a person kind of gets settled and get comfortable and just put everything on you 1,000%. And you know, as women, we are natural Miss Take It Over, I got it, Miss Superwoman type of thing. And it just wasn't working. I'm just gonna leave it at that, right? But you know, I wish my child's father nothing but the best. And yeah, you know, I'm just on to this new life. What else happened? So I entered into IT. I worked in IT, kind of like an entry level job, but it was paying very well working from home. Now I converted over to a new company, working in corporate, making amazing money. And life is great. Shortly after I decided to leave my child's father, this is no lie, I'm not making this up, I was trying to look for an apartment, and I didn't realize how expensive housing is. Like, it's just so expensive. I was like, oh my God, like times has really changed. So the pricing was just so crazy. And me personally, money is never a thing, but it just has to make sense, right? Because this is part of my new thinking, right? It just has to make sense, right? Like, these puzzle pieces just have to connect. And if it's not connecting, it's just not gonna work. I'm not gonna pay over $2,000 a month for a 1 or 2 bedroom apartment for me and my child renting. I might as well just go buy something, right? So literally I was like looking for new housing for me and my daughter for like 3-4 days. And I just gave up. I'm like, you know what? You have a nice nest egg. You have some money put up in an investments account. Your credit is good. Just go for it, Shanti. Like, you're about to live this new life. Just go for it. I literally started looking for a house on day 4. And literally within 30 days, my offer was accepted through multiple houses, which was a good thing, because I'm like, God, why are you doing this to me? Like, I was just kind of putting them in some houses just to kind of see what I get accepted. And my realtor was like, girl, all of them accept your offer. Like, you get to pick where you want to live. Like, you want a big house, small house, whatever, what side of town you want. So I ended up closing on my house, the whole process, the whole thing, within 30 days, which is a blessing. I can honestly say that I do not have the buying horror story that a lot of people have. I am part of a few Facebook groups of first-time home buyers, and the stories that I hear, I'm like, that was not me. And I think because God knew exactly what I was going through. Like, I was going through a lot, and I am still going through a lot. Like, I'm still going through the emotional part of separating from my ex-fiance and creating this co-parenting situation with my child's father. It's a lot on me, you know. So God knew exactly what he was doing with me. It was like, look, sis, you've been through a lot already. I just want you and your child to just be comfortable, to be stress-free, to be in your own zone, in your own world. And literally, it was like that. So I moved in, closed on my house, I believe, on November 5th of 2023. God blessed me again. And I also blessed myself, too. I was able to furnish my whole entire house, make everything comfortable. It is a few little small things, but just for the basics, far as I have two living room sets, my kitchen, everything is like fully furnished, and for the grace of God, and just me as overall as a great financial person, I'm very good with finances. So whoever I decide to marry, you, I've learned that in relationships, you better be good with money, because if you don't, we're not gonna work out. I could just tell you that right now. So so I'm still working in IT. I work from home. I have a nice little office set up. My daughter has her own room. It's been a lot for me, you know, in a good way. I have some good days and bad days, but you know, starting in 2024, I'm just looking to just rebirth myself, new identity, new me. Don't dwell on the past and just move on with your life. Like, and that's pretty much where I'm at. Like, I just literally do not regret anything that I've been through. And surprisingly, every blue moon, I will log into like my podcast platforms just to kind of look at my numbers. And I'm still getting like an average of like on a good month, like 2,000 listeners, and maybe between 1,000 and 2,000 listeners averagely on a monthly basis. So clearly my podcast shows is pretty good, right? Which is a good thing. I just thought I lost the sauce because, like I said, I've been at the jam of just my podcast world. I can honestly say my relationship did take a lot from me, where I kind of lost myself in the loop. And I actually talk about that in my first book about why side chicks winning and I'm single now. What I do talk about how when we in these relationships, we lose ourselves. And I'm just not talking about women in a relationship. Any relationship, regardless if it's male or female, subconsciously, we actually lose ourselves. And when I say lose ourselves, like things that we normally used to do, we just don't do anymore. Like, I was really big about my podcast show. I was real big about my entrepreneurship endeavors that I was working on. And I just pretty much just put it aside to satisfy someone else because of their needs and they wants. And it was just like a lot of responsibility was put on me. And I can honestly say like 24 hours was not enough time in one day for me, the type of life, because I was a stepmother to four other children. You know, it was a lot, and a fiance to someone that was needy, and the kids is needy, and my daughter was needy. It was like everything was just on me, and it just took a toll on me to where in between time, I ended up just losing myself. Like, I really lost myself, and one day I just woke up like looking at myself in the mirror, like, what happened? You used to smile a lot. You used to go outside. You used to be happy. I started noticing I was going down this really, really dark road. And that's because I was living life for other people. I was ensuring that they were okay and their responsibilities was taken care of. And my little old responsibility was put on the back burner, right? And once again, we do this, we human, right? We subconsciously is not aware of what we're doing sometimes. And I just feel like right now, what I'm trying to do is like kind of get myself back on track with things. My health, I've been getting that under control. I lost approximately about 55, 60 pounds last year, and I'm still going hard, right? I'm still trying to get my health back in order, my mental back in order. But I can honestly say like this year is gonna be crazy. I have some things that I'm working on. Like, I came out with my shaper line shortly after I gave birth. I still been paying attention to it because I still process orders to this day. My shaper line is called Snatch Bodies. So if you're into shapewear, ladies or guys, if you want to buy your wife something, I do go up to a size 2X. You can go to snatchbodies.net. But I'm just refocusing my life, right? I want to focus on my shaper line. I want to focus on rebranding my two books. I want to refocus on restructuring my podcast show and just refocusing me as a person, right? That's just where I'm at in life. And like I say, I don't regret anything that I've been through. Like, I know where I messed up at in these last couple years of my life dealing with my child's father and just dealing with me too, right? And I'm not gonna put everything on him because I could take ownership and take accountability and where I participated in a lot of stuff as well. But just know that I've most definitely learned a lot far as friendships too, right? Like, I feel like after I had a child, a lot of my friendships has not been the same. And it's mostly with people who just don't have children. Or if they do have children, their kids is older, right? So I'm 35 years old with a toddler and they are 35 years old with a teenager. So it's kind of like they do not have children, right? So it's just a lot. It's a lot is changing this year. You know, I'm just all about self-care, loving myself more, finding time for me, and just pouring back into me. Because I can honestly say, and I'm being very transparent, like I lost my identity. I was in a very deep depression mode. If you go to my social media, you probably would not know because I'm very good at hiding things. Yes, I'm beautiful. I'm tall. I'm light skinned. Nice hair. I dress nice. You know, I know how to fake it, right? That's what we do on social media. We fake it till we make it, right? That's pretty much what I was doing. But deep down, I was sad. I was depressed. I was not happy. And I knew why I was not happy. And unfortunately, I had to remove myself from situations, including my last job. I had to just remove myself and I just had to look out for me because no one's going to look out for yourself like you do, right? I mean, of course, God, right? You can't forget about God because God's going to always be there. And I'm a strong believer that God tests you and puts you through certain situations because he has something bigger and greater for you. So yeah, that's what's been going on, guys. It's just been a lot. And I can honestly say I love doing podcasting because I feel like you like my girlfriend or one of my homeboys, right? And I'm just telling you the beans, right? I'm just telling you all my business. I'm giving you guys some good tips on certain things, but I can honestly say my focus point for this year for this podcast show, of course, we're going to talk about relationships. I know y'all want some tea about what happened in my life and my relationship, but I might drop a little nugget here and there. But yeah, we're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about self-care. I might talk about some things that's going on in the media, far some little gossip, but not gossip, but just like, what is your opinion on this situation and what's my opinion? And then I'm also gonna put some guests. I have a girlfriend that lives in Atlanta, Georgia. Her name is Jackie with Jacqueline Brown. She's another book author. So we're thinking about doing like a duo type of podcast thing here and there. So I may be able to have a co-host on my show to help talk about these topics as well. But yeah, I have a lot planned in store for you guys. And I just want to thank you so much for still following my platform. Like, thank you so much. Like, you guys just do not understand. Podcasting is literally like a therapeutic thing for me. Like, sometimes you just have to say things to just feel better. And I feel like podcasting most definitely helped me through a lot of stuff over the years, right? But like I say, this year, I'm bigger, I'm stronger, and I'm just really ready to take over. And I just really hope you guys enjoy today's welcoming show. You're more than welcome to visit. Actually, follow me on my Instagram. Please hit me up in a DM. Like, hey, I just heard your first podcast show. It's been a while. Congratulations. Like, show me some love, okay? My Instagram is shanti.helena. It's shanti.helena, H-E-L-E-N-A. Make sure you guys follow me. Please follow me. I will follow back. And I'm kind of new on this whole TikTok thing or whatever, but I'm doing pretty good because I got like over 1,000 followers. Follow me on TikTok. It's Shanti Helena, all one word, 88. That's S-H-A-N-T-I-H-E-L-E-N-A 88. Please follow me. I follow people back. I conversate with all of my followers and let's just connect, right? So I hope you guys, once again, please forgive me. I love you guys and stay posted for the next show. Thank you.